In recent years, the poultry industry has begun to establish itself on Virginia's eastern shore. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, some of those producers are being accused of violating state regulations.
This is a story by Carol Vaughn with the Eastern Shore News. And it's about a group of five residents who have taken issue and have sent a letter to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality asking them to put a moratorium or an injunction on 83 chicken farms in Accomack County that apparently did not obtain groundwater withdrawal permits. The article stated that if a residence or business uses more than 300,000 gallons per month, they have to come up with a withdrawal permit, with a plan, and so forth. And these are not your grandmother's chicken farm with a coop in the back. These are industrial-scale chicken farms and have not gone through this process.
David, the people who are crying foul over these chicken farms want them to immediately stop using groundwater and not use it until they have permits. How does the industry respond to that?
Bill Satterfield, executive director of the Delmarva Poultry Industry, Inc., which is a trade group, says they're working with DEQ to correct the situation and that obviously it would be, quote, catastrophic for the welfare of millions of chickens, end quote, to cut off the water.
Complying with the law is one issue. The law itself apparently is another issue. Local resident Catherine Zack said at a public hearing, the regulations are simply not adequate for the Eastern Shore.
They really don't address the major concerns that this industrialization is putting on this small peninsula of land.
Which, David, sounds like they believe that even if the chicken farms comply with the law, they are still a threat to the area.
They're concerned about the concentration of poultry farming in the Eastern Shore is putting a real strain on the local aquifer, and they think that they should look elsewhere.
And they identify elsewhere as an aquifer farther north across the Maryland line. David, in our next story, an Associated Press photographer was driving through the Shenandoah Valley when he saw a dozen coyote carcasses hanging from a tree and not surprisingly wondered why. The question was put to a professional who suggested a range of possible reasons.
This is a story by Steve Helber of the Associated Press. They quote biologists from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the coyote's fur is thickest in the winter and that some residents make extra cash selling pelts to fur dealers for about 11 bucks each. Coyote fur is often used in coats and jackets on the trim.
Another possibility is it could be a sign to warn away other coyotes.
Obviously, coyotes, which crossed over the Mississippi River about 80 years ago, are a real terror and nuisance for farmers. They stalk livestock. Mike Fees, the wildlife biologist, said there's no deterrent factor here for the coyotes to hang these pelts out so coyotes can see their brethren hanging from the trees, but it's possibly a holdover from when ranchers were paid tributes for each coyote they caught.
Phone calls to the farm where the coyotes were hanging went unanswered. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.